I have to say that even well into today, I found myself wondering if Christmas Eve would get canceled. I was watching social media and it followed the storm. The cancellations came up from various churches and even some not very far from here. And so it's good to be here. You may remember that last year, Christmas Eve was also the time of the lockdown. And so this is my first Christmas in St. John's Church. And for you, it's been a couple of years. It's a strange thing after so long to be together like this again. Now, maybe you have some favorite things about Christmas, but let's talk about what God is doing through this story. I've noticed a lot of artworks lately where people are taking the birth story and reformatting it as homeless people with a pregnancy, refugees with a pregnancy, stories where you see the picture and you know what they're trying to say to you about, you know, have a heart and notice what if Christ were to be born among us, who and where would that take place? And so I've been thinking a lot about, if Christ were born here among us, what would that look like? How could we stretch our imaginations about that? And I feel like I have a foot in two worlds. One world is like the scene here. I want to take in the details of the story. The gospel reading does it. Each of the carols we sing does it in their own way. It takes in the details of the story. When I first came into this church, the thing that struck me most was the wood. All this wood. I could imagine it as I was told that it was thanks to lumber barons of the time. I've had conversations about whether, you know, this might be like what a longhouse would be like, if we could imagine that of the first peoples. But my first impression was, wow, you could have horses and cows in here. There's a part of me that I want those details out of the story. I want the picture of the shepherds and the star and the angels, all those details that are in the carols. And the other part of me goes with how it's been portrayed as homeless people or refugees to get us to imagine, how is Christ born here? And I want to suggest some ways that Christ is born here. We've had quite a few funerals over the past year. I want to mention those names because they were names of people that many in our community had significant friendships with. So I'm just going to read these names. Dorothy Berg, David Geraway, Bill Baxter, Jane Anderson, Marie Fountain, Dora Broughton, Bruce Marshall, Ron Hanna, John Zegers. Now, what I noticed with these funerals was how we showed up for each other. You know, a funeral is a hard thing to come to sometimes. If you didn't know them well and you're really busy, you know, you could say, I'm not sure I can make it to that one. But to be here as a life is celebrated and the beautiful blessings of that person are shared, I think of how God shows up for us as Jesus, and I want to imitate that. I want to show up for the people in my life. And a funeral is an example of that. God shows up in our kindness. Now, when you're kind to someone, maybe there's a part of you that you feel like there's nothing more left for you to give. It's a good thing there's a community of people who are also being kind, because it all adds up. And if you imagine God is infinite, how much kindness God wants for us. And we are that for each other. Jesus is born in that. When we ache with people who are hurting, when we feel that in our gut pain and empathy, in our own way we go there with them. And Christ is born in that. When we want to change something, and we're talking it up, and we're learning more about it so we can share why it's important, whether it's the earth is God's creation, or an injustice that we know, we're like how God wants the kingdom to be. Christ was born for that. That we would be about how the kingdom would be. This community is a church of social justice, passion, and history. Christ is born in that. In that passion that we live together. Now, there's only so much of it you can do by yourself, and Christ is indeed born in that. But what we do as a community, there's birth in that. And to think that God is so infinite, that there are communities everywhere doing this, and the world has changed. So I want to think about my 2 feet, one in each world. I want the details of the original story, and I want to just revel in them. And I get to do that on Christmas Eve. I get to sing and notice the details in the music. And I get to leave here and say, Christ is born in the things I still want to do and the things I still feel. And in the ways I show up, I'm imitating the God who shows up in the birth of Jesus. I hope you can live that as Christmas for you and for the people you know. Amen.